Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your WTUZ News. A man is facing felony charges after leading Yorksville police on a short chase Sunday afternoon. Sergeant Mike Hickman says they received a report of a stolen vehicle that was located at a fast food restaurant around 1:30 Sunday.
The officers on duty were en route to a call at McDonald's, and when he pulled into the parking lot at McDonald's, actually seen the stolen vehicle backed into the parking lot. And whenever he exited the marked patrol cruiser, two subjects exited the vehicle. He was able to apprehend one subject that was in the passenger seat, and the driver fled the scene.
Although the man had fled 30 minutes earlier, K-9 Recon was able to pick up a scent and track the suspect nearly a quarter mile away to a residential garage where the man had broken into.
Multiple commands was given to him to come out with his hands up, and he refused, and the K-9 was sent in the garage and apprehended him, and the K-9 actually brought him out of the garage. Then he was placed into custody and subsequently treated by Smith EMS on the scene and then transported to Trinity Hospital for further treatment.
The man is charged with grand theft and receiving stolen property. Commuters may need to leave a little earlier next week. ODOT says work is expected to begin on Monday, April 9th, to resurface the section of U.S. Route 250 between New Philadelphia and Yorksville. 4 miles will be resurfaced from the Shunrun exit to Macaulay Drive. Traffic will be maintained in each direction. Race weekend is just around the corner as athletes prepare for the annual Union Hospital Run for Home Community Fitness Festival. Run for Home is a community event that promotes a healthy lifestyle and benefits the local Habitat for Humanity. Event director Matt Rizzerts says funds from the Run for Home will help provide some of the resources needed in construction projects.
And, of course, it's all designed to raise some money for Habitat for Humanity, East Central Ohio. They intend to build 2 or 3 houses here in Tuscarora County this year.
The Run for Home Festival includes a kids' run, 10K race, a one-mile fun run, as well as the half marathon, team relay, and a timed 5-mile walk.
When you add all those events up, we should have about 1,000 people in town this weekend on the streets around Dover and New Philadelphia.
The 2-day event begins Saturday, April 7th at 8 a.m. You can register at runforhome.org or the day of the event. In state news, health officials dealing with a spate of youth suicides in a northern Ohio county will get help from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. Officials say 5 students and 1 former student from the Perry Local School District in Stark County killed themselves in recent months, spurring discussion about prevention strategies. The CDC representatives are to visit the first 2 weeks of April to study suicides for information to help prevent more. In sports news, the Columbus Blue Jackets host Detroit tonight at 7 p.m. Now here's a look at your Z Country forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, becoming breezy with rain showers likely. Chance for some thunder. High temperature this afternoon in the lower 60s. Tonight, cloudy and windy with rain showers and chance for thunder. Morning low temperature near 40 degrees. Remaining windy, especially Wednesday morning. Mostly cloudy with a few rain showers. Colder tomorrow with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Decreasing clouds Wednesday night, low of 25. Partly sunny Thursday, high 46. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
A flood watch is currently in effect until 4 p.m. this afternoon. For news anytime, 24 hours a day, you can go to WTUZ.com. In the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.